This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's it like knowing that at any given time, Howie could be working on something just insane that will make your life very complicated the next, like, 24 hours? Like, no matter who is available, who's not even available, I feel like Howie is always cooking something up.
Yeah, it's going to make my life. The secret to good coaching is get good players.
Yeah.
Howie does a great job of that.
Yeah.
So it's he's making my life easier and easier every move that he makes. It's awesome.
Which might include more money and an extension for Jalen Hurts. Welcome back, Midday Show. The voice there of Nick Sirianni. Part of my take is the Sirianni podcast tour has begun here. And he was on with those guys talking about that, what it's like to be a coach here with Howie making moves. But he continued. This is a long interview, a lot of stuff here. Let's play some. We'll get back to your phone calls. 215-592-9494. How about Kevin Petullo, the new offensive coordinator? Here's what Sirianni said about his guy.
I haven't made a decision over the last 5 years, or really even going back to Indy, without the assistance of Kevin Petullo. And that's just in whether it's offense, whether it's head coaching, whether it's something to do with anything, he's the guy I lean into the most. And that's really, you talk to Shane Steichen, you talk to Brian Johnson, you talk to Kellen Moore, they all say the same thing. This guy is a star, you know, loves football, bleeds football, wants to do everything, like has a great, look at all the players said about him after he got hired and the endorsement that he gave, that every one of them gave him. He's a special coach.
Well, that was a big endorsement, Hugh, of his new offense coordinator. He called him a star and a special coach.
Yeah.
Makes me think that last year, if he could have made him the offensive coordinator,
he would have.
Yeah, obviously the Eagles went outside and got Kellen Moore and wanted to add some fresh things, but I mean, he believes what he's saying, because every press conference the last couple of years, he always mentioned his name. Like, I buy it. I think he believes this about Petullo, and now we'll see how good he does.
Well, I think part of it too, Joe, was that he was greasing the skids for, you know, the introduction of Petullo.
Like soft launching
it? Yeah. The fact that he was going to bring him in and make him a part of it. You know, you got to throw the guy's name out there so that when it does happen, it's familiar to people. So that's what they were doing.
Well, they did it, and he's the coordinator. That was a big one, though. Star. How about the criticism that Sirianni gets, his feeling on that from people like, you know, like Hugh Douglas over here?
How does it feel now to be in this class of immortality in Philadelphia? Like, going into the year was obviously a little feisty with you and the Philly fans, and now no matter what you do, you're automatically on the pantheon of like all-time greats.
You know what I'd say about that? You know, a couple people have asked me, like, why don't you get up and be like, look at me, like, do something like that, right?
In your
face. Like, you know, I'm actually grateful for, and this, I'm gonna, this, I know this isn't the mood we're in right now, but like, because we're having fun, but I'm grateful for the criticism. I'm grateful for the adversity, because it truly makes you, and I look back at my entire life, the adversity has made me who I am. I have no doubt in my mind that it would have been hard to win the Super Bowl this year if we didn't finish the season the way we did last year. And I'm grateful for the adversity. I'm grateful for the criticism. And the reason I'm grateful for the criticism is because, you know, I got three kids that I'm going to raise in this social media world that they're going to get criticized, right? And I'm going to have to be able to parent them in those scenarios. And what a great opportunity I have and a great experience I have of what we went through, right, with the light on the other side of the tunnel.
So two things. One, I think that's really cool what he said at the end. I actually think he has handled the winning, Hugh, more mature than I anticipated. Like,
or that I would have handled.
Yeah, there's not been much petty. There's not been much peacocking. He gave a very subdued speech at the parade. I expected a little bit different kind of champion Sirianni. I think it kind of goes along with his maturity as a coach.
Mm-hmm.
Second thing I take from that is, let me be the first to say, Nick, you're welcome. I mean, he said he appreciates the criticism, that he didn't think they would have got there without it. Well, I could speak for myself, but I'm not the only one that, you know, calls WIP and criticized Nick when things were going wrong. You're welcome. Hugh, what'd you make of that? Him saying he appreciates it.
I wouldn't have done it. I'd have been super petty. Yeah. I'd have told all y'all to kiss my ass.
Yeah,
and
we know.
The fact that I'm awesome, I'd have let that be known, and I'd have, you know, had a picture of potentially what the ring was going to look like. I would have surprised everybody, you know, and talked about how big it was going to be, and had a ring, had a shirt that said Super Bowl winning coach on it, all of that. I'd let y'all to remind it all y'all.
Because you're petty.
Petty as hell, and I embrace
but
it.
But how does that factor into trying to be a grown-up?
Duh, what part about grown-ups did you not understand?
But you always say you're trying to be a grown-up.
I tried, but in that moment, no.
Okay.
He got ridiculed, and I think back, and I don't need to say any names, but you know how, you know.
Jaleel.
Well, that wasn't the name I was thinking about.
I already apologize. Like I'm a Sirianni guy now. Did you forget? I'm a Sirianni guy.
I love
you. Threw Sielski right under the bus.
No, Mike, if I love you, but I just think about that moment where Sielski went ham about him bringing his kids to the press conference. Who else? Marcus Hayes.
Yeah, you might as well just list up.
Probably Marcus. I'd be like pointing at Marcus. Every time I see Marcus, I buy him dinner.
Mm.
Mike Sielski. Everybody else that hated on me in that press conference. And who was the dude that asked him, "What do you do?" I'd really be hating on him. What do you do? What's your job description? And I sat there and I was stuttering. I'd have been like, "Yeah, him too." I'd have bought him a meal at the, because you know they're probably at the combine.
Oh,
they were
probably
at the combine.
Of course.
I'd have bought all them meals. And I'd have sat there and I'd have looked at him straight in the face and I'd have been like, "How you doing, man? You good?" And he was like, "Yeah, how you doing, coach?" "Well, yeah, you know, I just won the Super Bowl. I'm doing fine." And my kids was there. You know that? My kids were there. Yeah, I'd be super petty.
Every day we see a glimpse more and more why Hugh could not have been a head coach.
That's why God knew. That I shouldn't. He didn't want me to win because he knew I wouldn't know how to act.
Yeah.
So I'm okay with that. God did me a favor because I'd have I'd have reminded everybody every day that I won.
Well, speaking of the kids at the podium, it did come up on the Sirianni podcast tour. Here was that part of the conversation with part of my take.
It's so hard to win a game in the NFL. That my moment was never to be like, I'm going to shield him from a tough question. We just won the game.
Yeah.
Miles Garrett jumped over. We were up, 10-0? And it was about to be 13-0 at half. He jumped over someone, blocked a kick, and they returned it for a touchdown.
Yeah.
It's hard to win.
Yeah.
And so my whole thing there was like, let's go celebrate the win. Some people in the media didn't take it that way.
Yeah.
So I got it. So my wife said no more kids up at the podium anymore.
Yeah.
Well, so there you go. That's the reason why we didn't see them anymore. The family said no more, and then that was it. 215-592-9494. I enjoyed listening to Sirianni there, especially the stuff about kind of subduing the pettiness, the anti-Hugh, and kind of holding carrying himself with some grace after a Super Bowl.
Some grace and dignity.
Some grace.
I'd have acted like, because to be honest, like they say, act like you've been there before.
Yeah.
No, I have not been here before. So I'm going to act I'm going to show my whole ass at the press conference because I ain't never been here before. I don't know what this feels like.
Sirianni definitely didn't show his whole ass at the parade. He could have. I expected it.
I've never felt it. Like, act like you've been before. I don't know what it feels like, so I'm going to act a fool. I'm going to do that.
So if this is why when you see Hugh with his whole ass out, this is the reason, all right?
Don't ever let me win a Super Bowl. Ooh-wee. Don't let me be like an assistant coach. Let me be Big Dom and win a Super Bowl. Oh, man. Yeah.
They're cheering you, Douglas.
Like I was out there playing. You can't tell. You wouldn't be able to tell me nothing.
Now, do you list your haters so you can go back and get them, or are they all just up there?
I would probably have to go back. And this is one thing I would do. I would find somebody. I would pay somebody.
Oh, but to bookmark the haters?
Well, to farm my tweets.
Yeah.
You know, because they have people out there that would go back in the archives and hate on all the folks that hated on you. Like, if I had the time, which I don't, when I got fired from ESPN, I would go back and find all them cats that had something slick to say about me getting fired and be like, look at me now. I'm still winning.
What about your coach in Jacksonville?
Does Hugh do anything for us?
I'm not going to book a flight to go to wherever the hell he coaches.
You're just not going back to Jacksonville?
He's not in Jacksonville. Okay. He's overseas. So
that's right.
Who he coaching for? The
Europe, right?
He's the Europe Mounties or something like that, the Stampeders or something?
I don't know.
I got to find it where
I'm,
he is.
I'm not hating on, because like me and Jack, we mended that fence. I'm not hating on Jack. I just, you know, I'm still here.
Cut
in
you on TV.
He's in France. He's in France. He's in France. He's coaching football in France.
Parlez-vous français? He's snails and whatnot. Doing his thing, coaching people that probably.
He's coaching the Paris scratching. Musketeers.
That's what I'm saying.
European League.
The barely scratching the surface about what football is in America.
Yeah, that.
So you're saying
that.
He's not even worth it at this point.
No, I'm just saying I'm not mad at him. I mean, he's doing it. He live in France, man. How cool is it to live in France?
Well, I don't think I think he'd want to be here in the NFL. They just don't want him anymore.
He was totally in college.
Honest.
I mean,
but he got in trouble in college.
But that's what I'm saying. That's his fault.
I'm just saying.
That's his fault.
I agree. 215-592-9494. All right. Embiid out for the season. Should the Eagles extend Jalen Hurts' contract? Right. I'm you people, both of you. I'm sorry.
It didn't take him long.
You people, Hugh and Kyle, trying to get me to extend Jalen Hurts' contract. He has four years left.
Feel the tech.
And we're throwing, how much a year? 60, 65 million. It's got to be going, right? Just pile it on
just
into his
30s. Give him the money.
Yeah, no big deal.
He deserves it.
I do understand your premise. You want to extend the money, spread it out so you have more money in free agency.
To get Miles.
Yeah, and I get it. I'm not willing to go there. To me, it's too much risk attached for no reason.
Tony, this ain't worth the squeeze.
It's not worth it. Tony's in Willow Grove. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, guys. What's going on?
Hey, Tony.
What's up, man?
Having a bad day. So, John, you just poked the bear, man. I just had to get a couple
John.
Things off my chest. Mm-hmm. One question I got for you is,
you about to call you just any kind of name.
To the Eagles. Were you there back in the when they had these two guys called Reggie White and Jerome Brown?
Well, I was young. I was pretty young for that. But go ahead, Tony.
Okay. Now, the question I posed to you is this. Would you be opposed to that right there, 2.0 Jerome Brown, Reggie White?
No, I mean, the premise of it sounds amazing. I understand what you mean.
Do you also understand that the Commodores is coming for us? You see what they just did with Debo.
Mm-hmm.
They coming for us, man. Everybody's coming for us. So we got a chance, in my opinion, to get the most dominant player to go with our defensive line. Why would we not get him? I don't care. I mean, I would love to keep all the free agents, but you know what? If we have to let everybody walk to get him, do it. Just do it. You know what I'm saying? I'm on board with that. And what we need to be focusing on, if you really want to start a movement as far as the Sixers are concerned, I'm a little upset with JoJo, but the person that we should be upset with is Josh Harris. We need to start a petition to get him to sell the team, fire down Maury, and let's do what we got to do. Because until as long as he owns his team, we ain't going nowhere, regardless if JoJo plays or don't play or not, in my opinion.
So as much as we may disagree on the Eagles' way of, you know, the future, Tony, I can't fight you on the Sixers thing. If we can get Harris out of here and we can fire Maury, I'm with you, man. Look, the whole thing is a disaster, unfortunately, and they've wasted this Embiid thing. So, Tony, I'm not opposed to the Myles Garrett idea. I just think it's way too much risk attached to extend Jalen Hurts' contract now. We don't even know what he's going to look like 3 years from now, let alone 6-7 years from now. It feels way too much to me.
I get what you're saying, but you have to look at the tea leaves a little bit, bro. We won two Super Bowls in 7 years, mm-hmm. man, number one. Now we're the hunted now. We are the hunted. Everybody's coming for us. You know what I'm saying? The Washington Commanders, I think they're going to – if we don't get them, not to mention if we don't get them, we don't want them going to D.C. We don't want them going to Detroit. We don't want them going to anybody that we got to go up against. So if we got a chance – I mean, if we couldn't get them, that's one thing. But if there's a chance that we can get this guy to pair up with Jalen Carter, come on, man. Sell that. Get rid of every damn body. I'll come down and help drive them to wherever they want to go. To get that too? Come on, you with me on this year? What's up, man?
I'm with you, dog.
Hold on. Last week, you didn't want to do this.
No, I'm saying if we extend Jalen.
I know. Yeah, I got you. Tony, listen. Myles Garrett here would be incredible. I mean, him. And I understand the comparison. And it's been out there a little bit. Tony, we preached the phone call. The idea of Carter and Garrett, you know, akin to Reggie White and Jerome Brown. I understand the sentiment. And there's ways to move money around, and there's ways to extend contracts. Just when you talk about a quarterback, that's the biggest one. It's the biggest contract. I have no idea. It's amazing to me how everyone is so in on Jalen Hurts 6 years from now, when 3 months ago, most people would have thought this is an insane idea. He's the same player.
Fan is short for fanatic.
I know.
That's the only thing I can tell you, because that is exactly what it is. I find it fascinating, and I'm not being petty. I just know this stuff. Mm-hmm. Before he won the Super Bowl, before he won the Super Bowl and he was having the season that he was having, there were a lot of people down on Jalen.
Yes.
They were not happy with him. And you know what the irony is? The fact that he's the MVP. It's not lost on me. He was the MVP. And we look at his stat line, eerily similar to a whole lot of games that he played in the regular season. I think that because of the outcome of that last game, that people have just accepted it, that it is what it is.
You might be right, but I can't give him an extension on his contract because he played two great games. I mean, that doesn't flow with me. I mean, heck, I said 3 months ago, the temperature of the city after the Rams game, the Rams playoff game, was like, whew, we escaped. I mean, yeah. Jalen took 7 sacks. He injured his knee in the game. Let's hope he's okay for the next game. Again, Jalen Hurts is a really good quarterback. He's a champion. He's a winner. All the things you want. And he's under contract for the next 4 years. 4 years! That's a long time to figure out.
A long time.
Yeah, I have no idea what he looks like 4 years from now. I hope he gets better and better. And if he evolves as a passer, well, then, you know what? This will be easier 2 years from now. Because 2 years from now, I think the Eagles will extend his contract. But today, on March 3rd, 2025, I'm not in. Chief in Pottstown. What's up, Chief?
Hey, so I was thinking specifically of why Howie Roseman wants to put the contracts the way they were, and the reason why Jalen Hurts is going to get extended in 2027. The reason for that is that all of the money that Howie's been borrowing against the future hits in 2029. And the reason why it hits in 2029 is because in 2028, the NFL will have an opportunity to renegotiate their TV contract. As well, Nielsen, who does those TV ratings, has started restructuring how they actually record that in order to account for all the cord cutters and all the streaming and everything like that. So they're actually figuring out how to get bigger numbers, essentially, from what people are actually seeing compared to what they've been predicting before. So the cap might go up 30, 40%, a massive jump. Around 2028, 2029.
Yeah, so no, it's a good point. That's going to be a big deal because the money for the TV contracts are going to go up. Everything's going to go up. And they, like you said, they're going to have they have a sense of how many people are watching now, but it's going to be more direct and they're going to know more clearly. And that's, I think it's going to lead to a huge increase in the salary cap.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's how, if you look at a lot of the contracts the Eagles have, a lot of that money, those void years hit in 29. And I think that that's when we're going to start seeing Jalen Hurts' contract really come up on an extension. It's going to be 2027 to get ahead of that because they're going to predict it and they're going to get a better deal on his. But they're not going to borrow big money from the quarterback right now when they want to evaluate the situation in 2 years.
Yeah, and you know what? The other thing, the Chief, those 2 more years, it gives him 2 more years of information, right? Like if he plays great the next 2 years and he stays super healthy and they win a lot, it becomes easy. And if he doesn't or he gets hurt or he struggles or whatever, then they have it. Just more information gives you a better chance to make a good decision.
Absolutely. It's like Carson Wentz. They have an out if they play it safe.
Exactly. Chief, good phone call. See, that guy gets it. Play it safe here.
No, he playing it. He playing it safe. He don't know what he's talking about. I don't even know the guy I'm talking about. Yeah, I didn't want to say it, Kyle, because I don't know
I thought he had a great point. Play it safe.
Play it safe. We're trying to win another Super Bowl.
But they don't need to do this to win another Super Bowl. I like how we say this like they're struggling to win Super Bowls. They just won.
I like how we make it
personal. Last year doesn't matter anymore.
I'm sorry. That's my fault.
I like how we make it personal when people don't agree with us. That's awesome.
I forgot. Last year doesn't matter. How they did it last year doesn't matter anymore. We're on to 2025.
Well, I mean, yeah, I think it would benefit the Eagles if they thought that way. They can't rest on their laurels and be complacent that they just won last year. So, they have to be forward thinking still.
I agree on that. I just, there's a sense of forward thinking, and then there's 4 years down the line. If I ask you guys right now, Jalen Hurts 4 years from now is what?
Pretty darn good quarterback. A two-time Super Bowl champion.
That's right.
Two-time Super Bowl champion.
Let me reframe it. Are you?
Get him, Hugh.
Are you positive he is one of the 10 best quarterbacks in the league 4 years from today?
You know what I'm positive.
No,
that I'm
that was
saying?
Not a yes. That was no. not a yes.
Yes, but you know what I'm going to be
I'm
saying.
I'm not.
You know what I'm going to be saying. I feel strongly about this too, Kyle. He's a winner. Because I don't care how we get there, but it's going to be, Jalen's going to be the guy that when you talk about him, his numbers might not be spectacular, but you know what they're going to say? He's a winner.
When does that wear off though?
He's a leader.
Jalen Hurts will be a winner his whole life. When he's 40, do we want him as the quarterback? When does that wear off, the winner thing?
When the talent around him diminishes. Yeah.
I think for as long as we're able to surround him with talent, and that's the point of this.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Ben Roethlisberger was a winner. He stunk at the end. Like, at some point, you want to move off of every player. That's the way it works on a team.
It happens, but I'm gonna ride that Jalen Hurts horse.
Are you okay?
You know what I mean? Because I might say something.
Lather Vaseline on me.
Yeah. I'm going to ride that Jalen Hurts horse as long as I can.
The Vaseline one was
what it is? Got too much damn time on my hands. Been so used to working on the weekend.
I've noticed 2 weeks in a row, Hugh needs like a full half of Monday to recalibrate talking on the radio. Those 2 days in between are a long time.
You know what I told you, hanging out with my son this weekend, he worried me to damn death, man. You know, kids, man. They're a lot.
Yeah, he wore you out. Are you positive that 4 years from today, Jalen Hurts is a top 10 quarterback in the NFL? Truth?
Well, no, I think what we've seen is you don't need a top 10 quarterback to win Super Bowls in this league. So that's not really where my head's at. My head is at, I think 4 years from now, we can still consider Jalen Hurts a quarterback that this team can win a Super Bowl with. And that's all that matters to me at this point. Like, because we talked all season long about what is Jalen Hurts? And now by the end of the year, where we're at is, well, we know that we can win a Super Bowl with them. So that stuff, like, it's almost like who cares?
Because
you can win.
I know they can win a Super Bowl with them now. I know they can win a Super Bowl with them, assuming 2026, 2025, he's similar, he just was. I don't know what he looks like in 4 years.
But I would bank on the fact that we can get enough talent around him so that the Eagles can win the Super Bowl.
Maybe. But again, decline hits players all the time at different times. And I just want a few more years information. Like, guys, this year he was among the league leaders in sacks taken. He was good, not great. If next year he's the same and he kind of settles into this is who he is for the next 3 or 4 years, all right, then that's what we got. And maybe he gets better. I mean, there's also that world here where he becomes a better thrower and he evolves into a better player next year and the year after. Maybe the Super Bowl is a launching pad for him. I think that's certainly possible. There's also a possibility that 3 years from now, he's banged up, not as fast, doesn't run as well, takes more sacks, and isn't as great. And then we say, all right.
How many Super Bowls we go to?
I don't know. Maybe none.
I think that.
Well, okay, but let's say they go to this year's Super Bowl, mm-hmm. and then he starts to decline. Why do I want him 5 years from now?
Well, I think if that happens, which I don't think it is because of our offensive line, I think it would be worth it to go back-to-back.
I just think it's a risk that's not worth taking, and you're locking yourself into something that you might not want to do.
No, I mean, I hear you, but I just feel like this juice is worth the squeeze. I really do.
See, that's where I differ. I don't see it being worth the squeeze. I'm not willing to extend his contract now, add 5 or 6 years, take him till his mid-30s, when that might not look like you think it looks. 215-592-9494. All right, we got a lot here. Keep listening. Two more times today, you will hear Kyle tell you about the ultimate college basketball viewing experience coming up. Odyssey's Bucket and Bets, how you can win a trip to Florida for tip-off weekend. That is coming up. A couple more chances for you to do that today. 215-592-9494. All right, come on the other side. A trade over the weekend in the NFL, and it was a pretty big name. It was hinted at by one of our callers. What it means for the Philadelphia Eagles. We'll get to that. Big deal, not quite as big of a deal. What it means for next year in the NFC and the NFCs. That is coming up. Your phone calls on this. Should the Eagles extend Jalen Hurts' contract to free up cap space to potentially keep some of these guys here? Or, you know, go after a guy like Myles Garrett? Hugh says yes. I say no. I just don't think it's worth the risk. And Joel Embiid shut down for the season. Your reaction. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Spring is in the air. And you know what else is in the air? The smell of the grill firing up. It's time to take cooking outside, people. Picture this. You're in the backyard. A juicy Hatfield marinated tenderloin is on the grill. And over on the flat top, you got some bacon sizzling to perfection. Now, that's what I call a nice spring. That's what spring is all about. Longer days and great food with family and friends. Head to simplyhatfield.com for recipes and retail locations near you and put some Hatfield pork on your fork.